London production.
What up, London? London. Big Joe. Excited. Kush in my lane. Yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooh wee. We smell like a pound. Excited. 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 I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I flew them all in town. Young front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Big Joe, that's my logo. Logo. Wanna book a show called Coco. How you living, Looney? YOLO. Are you still rocking Polo? Hit her one time, she wants some Momo. You can have that M.O. I got some more, load account, though. Kush in the air, blowing hella smoke. Kush in my lane, yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooh wee, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Baby, with me, I flew them all in town. Young front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Kelly, cause Shelly, come to West Coast, West Coast. OG, smoke it up, burn your throat, burn your throat. Dip it in the lean for the flavor, flavor. Dip it in the lean for the flavor, flavor. Exotic, cause Shelly in my body, body. Honestly, in my wallet, wallet. Falling out in my pocket, pocket. Blowing on that Bobby, Bobby. Round, round with that got it, got it. Meet me in the lobby, lobby. Meet me in the lobby, yeah. Push in my lane, yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooh wee, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Baby, with me, I flew them all in town. Young front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. My will foreign, my back boring. I'm all around the world, it's like I'm world touring. You don't make it rain, but I keep it pouring. On that jet fuel, I'm in the cloud soaring. My girl exotic too, I keep a passport. You hustle backwards, I hustle fast forward too. So many diamonds in my damn chain, that's what the cash for. Your girl can't ignore it. Pushing my lane, yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooh wee, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Baby, with me, I flew them all in town. Young front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it.
All right. The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, bringing the hottest guests. We have a special treat for you tonight. We want to let everybody know it's Throwdown Thursdays and weekend at end. We want everyone to call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to either myself or our guest tonight. And we're excited about our guest tonight. We are excited, and you got to keep it locked and listen in to see who will be on the Nikki Rich Show tonight. We're going all the way to the West Coast, so you don't want to miss this. And then we're going to take it to the East Coast, to the ATL. We got some hot, hot new entrepreneurs and artists in the building. You can follow us on Twitter at Ms. Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, or you can follow Nikki Rich Show on Twitter, NIKKIRICH_show, and the official website is NikkiRichShow.com. We would like to bring in our special guest, and you know, well, I'm so excited. I'm excited to go to the West Coast. And we would like to bring in our special guest right now. Go ahead and let everybody that's listening in know who you are and what you got going on.
This is the original Compton originator, Big A. That's B-I double G, capital A, D-P-G, serious pimp, dog pound, gangster in the building right about now. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you here on the Nikki Rich Show. We are live on location, and we are talking to you, Big A.
That's right. You know, it's an honor to even have you out here representing what you do in this, in the style of business you do, and it's an honor that you reached out and touched us over here at Serious Pimp Entertainment to have some of the talent that we have and tell you some of the upcoming events we got going. The Underground Snoop Dogg clothing line, Dog Pound Corrupt clothing line. There's a lot of things we got going on over here at Serious Pimp, DPG, Doggy Style Entertainment.
Now, we want you to break down every single thing because I know you working from the clothing line to the also the labels. I mean, yeah. You have worked with so many people, and I got a chance to talk with you about this a little earlier. But,
absolutely.
You know, I want you to break it down so everybody know on the Nikki Rich Show.
Absolutely.
Everything. I want everybody to know.
To start off, I started off in this entertainment business back in 1984 with my homie, rest in peace, Eazy-E, Compton Hip Hop Thugster. He started Ruthless Records. At that time, I was just a crony homie, admiring his leverage in the entertainment business. From 84 to 87, I wind up getting a record shop on the advice of Eazy-E. From the record shop, I opened it up in 87 and continued to rock the record shop in the city of Compton, and it was dedicated to Eazy after he passed away, unfortunately. And by the record shop being one of the number one record shops here in the West Coast in Compton, it kind of gave me a buzz as far as being a person who knew how to sell records and bring entertainment to my city. So once I started learning how to establish my business and be a number one retailer in the music business, that kind of got the entertainment buzz to be an executive. And with the new wave of internet and digital downloads, I kind of got advice from presidents of different labels such as BMG, Arista, you know, the managers and stuff like that was telling me about the business and how it was changing. So by me being a young man and a futurist, I decided to close the store and start managing artists and partnering up with artists. So one day, Calvin Broaddus, which is Snoop Dogg's mother, Beverly, came into my store and bought an old Temptation record and had me to DJ. I didn't know who she was at that time. But the story goes that she hired me to DJ one of her parties, her 50th anniversary. Lo and behold, I didn't know it was Snoop Dogg's mother. From that day on, I got embraced by the Dog Pound and DPG. But since
now, what was that feeling like? I mean, that's amazing right there. I mean, and you got a lot of history behind it. When she hired you to do that, what was that like?
You know, it was
somebody
total
believing in you.
You know what? That was one of the services I did as a record shop owner. I just didn't sell records. I DJed parties. I threw many concerts in front of the store. So I was always doing things to subsidize, monetize my business. You know what I mean? Not just selling records. Just having that blessing of Beverly Broaddus to come in my store not knowing who she was and to get hired to go DJ, I did it on the love that this was an older lady who hired me to do a service. And lo and behold, it just wound up being Snoop Dogg's mother. Now, at the time, I didn't know it was Snoop Dogg's mother when she came into the store. But once I seen her coming down the stairs and with Snoop Dogg and Dash Dillinger and Warren G and Nate Dogg, I kind of had to hold my breath and, like, take two steps back and, like, is this real? You know, because at that time, you know, Ruthless Records was dissing Death Row, and I was part of the Ruthless Records camp, so I didn't get nervous because I was a professional, I was a business person, but I kind of had to step back and, you know, hold my composure And at the end of the night, I did such a good job. I stepped my game up. I did such a good job that everybody, all the ladies, the aunties, the cousins, the wives, the girlfriends, would ask me for my business card because I did such a good job. And Snoop came up there and gave me a nice fat tip for taking care of his mother and his family, you know, by DJing and providing the music that she requested. And from that day on, I was always hired from somebody from that camp to do a baby shower, Daz Dillinger's album, his Daz Dillinger Leaving Death Row party on a yacht out there in Santa Monica. So as it kept going on, I kind of became friends with the DPGs. And once I became a friend, they knew I was a friend that had a business sense. Now they tapped into my business knowledge. So it was Daz who gravitated towards me, and I set him down in my record shop and gave him the whole blueprint of how Eazy-E start his label, managed his label, administered his label. So I gave him the Eazy-E blueprint, and he took the blueprint along with me, and we made a partnership. And from that day on, it's been success. And by me helping Daz out, I wind up doing a lot of stuff for Snoop Dogg, this stuff for Corrupt. I wind up being the tour merchandising personnel manager. I mean, just a lot of things happen just from me being a smart business person, an honest business person, by taking care of somebody's mother, not knowing it was Snoop Dogg. So I'd have been around the world 3 times. I mean, I'm still in awe just telling people the story. Right now, I'm actually the senior vice president of Serious Pimp. Serious Pimp is one of Snoop Dogg's apparel company with his partner, Damon Kutchner. Damon Kutchner is into the real estate game and refinancing and stuff. So he partnered up with Snoop Dogg, Bishop Don Juan from Chicago, and Daz Dillinger and Corrupt to do a licensing agreement and make Snoop vice president of the company. Bishop Don Juan, the chairman of the board of the company. By them being over there,
it is some heavy hitters on that board right there.
Well, you know,
I would love to be in one of those meetings.
Yeah, I was. We just did a licensing merchandising deal for 36 Mafia. It was an honor to sit down with Juicy J and DJ Paul and let them know who I was. So they signed up. So now we're going to start doing some merchandising and get the 36 Mafia sunglasses and stuff. So it's a lot of things happening at Serious Pimp.
Man, that Serious Pimp is hot. Everything about it, from the glasses. I mean, just everything. I mean, I love the style that y'all have.
And believe me, Nikki, you're definitely going to get you some Serious Pimp OG Godfather sunglasses coming directly from me, Big A.
Okay.
I got your email, and I definitely told the owners to get your package together. But
oh yeah,
to make
you
a long story short,
I will be
short
on the video on that one. I'm like, yeah, I got my glasses on.
Yeah, and you know, just and then what happened was we took the apparel line. And, you know, we're soliciting to, we just did a lot of marketing with that. And the word Serious Pimp, everybody, because we have Snoop Dogg and Bishop Don Juan, 36 Mafia, and, you know, just a slew of artists, the Dog Pound, just a slew of artists that's up under us, they think the word pimp is because it's Bishop Don Juan is actually pimp. But the word pimp and the letters P-I-M-P, the company stands for Serious Power in My Prayer. See, the word pimp, P is for power.
Shit.
I is for in, M is for my, and P is for prayer. Power in My Prayer. So I want to put that out there so we can turn the negative into a positive. But that's basically, and if you look at our clothing line, there's shirts that's already manufactured within our Label Insane. It's called the Label Insane line that says that stuff with the graphics, the stuff that looked like with all the flowers and the angels and the word Power My Prayer spelled out in it with the crosses and stuff. So, you know, we get that out there like that, and that's why I'm honored to even work with the company, because once I got involved with it, I seen it was a more positive movement, and the word serious pimp is just the word, but the meaning is more beneficial and more spiritual. So I'm the Senior Vice President A&R of Serious Pimp Records, the Managing Consultant Vice President for Buddy Boy Entertainment, which is the artist Cocaine, who was original G-Funk creator of Ruthless Records with Eazy-E. Actually, he might be calling in today, too, to give you a little taste of what we're doing with Buddy Boy Entertainment and what he's taking off to do to keep Eazy-E's legacy alive. So, you know, everybody's excited that you reached out and touched us, and it was just an honor. Get on
oh, yeah, and we got
you.
Some callers, too. I want to go to 510-910-904. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, Nikki, what's up, man? This is your boy, DC the Barber, calling out of Cali, man. Original Compton's. Man, I'm hearing my man on the line. I remember the record store. I'm from Compton. 1970 phone bone and raised. I'm sitting here like, yo, this is crazy. Cocaine, grew up with Cocaine. Man, being from the hub city, I get all the Compton questions, too. So I turn on the interview today, and I'm like, the homie on there, 90222, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm always running around. I never really get to call in to you until, you know, unless we out in the air show or something. Well, this is God right here. He blessed me with the serious PIMP, and oh my goodness, I feel like I'm in church. They say one or two is in his midst, and he's in the midst. I feel like we're having church, nigga.
Yeah,
I'm
in
like, church. No, I feel like we are having church today. No, that's who
we are.
In their entertainment business. I tell rappers, producers, beat makers, futurists. I'm a futurist, you know what I mean? And I dealt with futurists. I'm an incubator. I incubate, you dig? And it's something
no,
with
listen,
me.
Man,
and,
I'm, I'm gonna be a Spurs next 2 years if I can, man.
Oh yeah, it's always because you know it's one thing about what Easy told me. He said, "Arn, always be careful on the feet you step on your way up because it'd be the ass you kiss on your way down. So be humble in the game." Yeah. And my advice to any brother, any sister, anybody, any children, anybody I run across, and they say, "Big A, how did you do it? And how can I be like you?" I said, no, be like yourself, but let me give you some advice. The advice is this. If you love entertainment, I don't care. I've never decided to pick up a mic. I never want to be a rapper. I want to be the executive with the power of Eazy-E and Suge Knight because they represented Compton. But it just went to a different level. But just the power. I didn't ask for the money. I don't need the money.
Right.
I ask for the power and the structure, but I tell everybody, in this business, you have to eat it, sleep it, walk it, talk it, dress it, think it, be it. And it's not a short-term love for the business. It's a long-term goal. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And that's what I strive to do. I was on the Puff Puff Pass Tour in 2001, Up in Smoke Tour, been around the world twice, and I remember being on one of these tours I was on. You know, we was riding down in Ohio, man. We had 8 tour buses, and we wind up going to this hotel. We rocked this show. So I wake up every morning, give me a cup of coffee at the hotel, and I see Snoop. You know, he coming down. He said, "What's up, Big A?" I said, "What's up, nephew?" He said, "Man, you want to go to lunch?" I'm like, "Yeah, where you going, champ?" He said, "Take a ride. We're going to Bootsy Collins' house." I'm like, "What?" You know what I mean? And it wasn't but 12 of us, you know what I mean, that hopped in a shuttle van, took us to this mall, and the shuttle van parked at the mall, and Bootsy and his family and his sisters and brothers and cousins and stuff got their private vehicles, put us all in their private vehicles, and wandered up to his estate. And It was a feeling I could never understand and believe. To this day, I'm still in awe when I walked in Bootsy Collins' house, man. And when I walked in there, there was parts of the Mothership Connection, Mothership built in his house, in his living room. He took the inner parts. I seen his first pair of glasses he wore that he made out of super glue and foam with the glitter glued on it, man.
Wow.
You know, I told you.
I'm gonna tell you, I got a similar story. And whenever you talk to the OGs, you run this shit by. Nikki, I'm sorry to curse like twice. I apologize. Run this by the crew. Okay, so I was in Japan. I was stationed in the Navy. I was in the Navy, like 93.
Beautiful.
Okay, so Snoop, Dre, they all came over there, and I used to write a little bit. I used to think I was pretty good. Make a long story short. They got me on stage with Snoop and Dre, and I spit. I didn't get signed, but I sucked. You know what I'm saying? But it's a longer story. It's a much longer story than that. But I would love to share it with. But I know exactly what you mean. When you get to, when you just get to something that people or you don't even believe that you can always fight. I can make it, and I can continue to make it. So
exactly.
I thank you for your inspiration, bro, and I'm gonna hit you up. Nikki, I'm gonna probably text you and ask you to go ahead because I'm getting ready to walk in the gym right now and go get beat up. You're gonna inspire me to go up in there and go throw these gloves on right now.
So I'm gonna go do it, and I
want to make sure that I stay in contact with you, Nikki. You know, I'm a fan. I'm gonna stay keep on the Nikki Rich Show. Does her thing every night. You dig? So, man, keep it going, man.
Hey, God bless you, man.
The whole city represented on the Nikki Rich Show.
Man, 5-1 in the building. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you.
Contact me either way. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Man, that's just love right there. That is love.
See
you
that?
Know?
Yeah, it's all real.
It's real.
But, Nikki.
It's always good when you got somebody that's hyped about who you are and what you got going on.
Absolutely. Like I said, I don't put myself in celebrity status. I'm just an executive. But by me coming from, the Ruthless Records and Eazy-E, I do get that sometime. You know, hey, they go, Big A, can we get an autograph? It's not a place I can go with my family. If it's the Magic Mountain, Disneyland. Just the other day I took my little twins, two-year-old twins, and my wife to Knott's Berry Farm. And I believe out of 25,000 people, I'm walking through there, and some people recognize, they go, Big A from DPG. You dig? And ask them an autograph. And, it's, you know, I just, you know, do what I do because that's a fan. You know what I mean? But it's just a blessing, and you know
that is
just,
real. And you can't get no better than that.
You can't get no better than that. And like I said, I don't ask for the money. I just ask for the blessings and the happiness. You know what I mean? And all that stuff will come later. You know what I mean? Now don't think I ain't ran across a lot of that money and had the big cars and stuff like that. But that was something that was just a blessing from God. Absolutely.
You know what, we knew we had to have you on tonight on the Nikki Rich Show because, I mean, just talking to you and everything you got going on, everybody, we try to get, let everybody know who is out there, what they doing. You know, you have so many radio stations that limit people from being heard. And we
Absolutely.
Want everybody to be heard from worldwide.
Absolutely, and while we're on that note, because I could tell right now you do have listeners, and it's an honor to be on here, I just want to reiterate about the SP Entertainment, what we're doing. We're looking for artists, and when I say we're looking for artists, I truly mean we're looking for artists. Now, I ain't saying we're just looking for rap artists. We're looking for hip-hop, R&B, gospel, country and western, rock and roll, house. You know, we're looking for all aspects of this opportunity to be involved with this sub-label of Doggy Style, SP Entertainment, David Kushner. David Kushner is a real good guy. I kind of like partnered up with him several years ago when we first got introduced when he licensed the Dog Pound to do the Dog Pound DPG glasses, which is one of his number one sellers along with the OG bandana glasses. But, you know, I always pushed him to take it to the next level and start a record label, and I would help him administer it. So, you know, we actually got the blessing from Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, Damon and Snoop Dogg partnered up and built a studio out here in California. And there's pictures of the studio on the SiriusPimp.com website. Any artist that's in the area or come around, you can book studio time and get the blessings of Snoop Dogg and Big A and, you know, the Kushner family and Sirius Pimp family and, you know, cut a hot record and maybe one day get signed to us to get a single-lation deal or something. But the opportunity's there, and I'm here for you. So I just want to put that out there. You dig?
Yes. Now, does it matter where the artist is located? Because I know it's some good artists over this way, you know, would love to link with you, and I'm going to send them your way now.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is not just a West Coast label. This label,
okay.
I'm setting this label up just like a Rufus record. You know, Easy had Blood of Abraham, Anaja, Twa, HWA. He had the Black Eyed Peas signed. He had about 50 groups signed when he left. He had Bone Thugs and Harmony from Cleveland, Ohio. So, you know, I'm structuring the blueprint something like a Ruthless Records. So, just, you know, they've taken my lead. Just had a meeting yesterday with Mr. Kushner, Damon Kushner, and Ken Spivak, big time attorney, to structure the label and kind of move forward. Right now, we have a project in the making right now with Little Eazy-E. And I, you know, I kind of brought him up in the game. I took him under my wing when his dad died. And we have Curtis Young, which is Dr. Dre's oldest son, and born and raised in Compton. We got them two working on the project.
I also want to know, now, what do you look for when you're picking these artists?
Advice I give to artists, you know, a lot of artists that we run across, and majority of the artists want to just pick up a mic, write, and rap. But I'm in the artist development phase. I'm taking it back to Motown when you develop the talent. You know what I mean? When I say develop the talent, you develop the talent. And what it is, there's a lot of people that's actually born to be entertainers. They dance, sing, act. And we're looking for the top of the line because if you have a passion, see, you can have a passion to be a rapper. You know, I ran across, I had a TV show called DPG TV. It was a local syndicated show on public access channel out here in California. And Kobe Odonis actually came to my show. His father was managing him. And Kobe Odonis wound up getting signed to Akon, but prior to him getting signed to Akon, he was an independent artist. And he had the love for the music. He had this love for the music. And me being an executive, I seen the passion and the love in Kobe Odonis. And I tried to explain to Kobe that he wanted to have more administration knowledge about the game, because with that talent, I knew somebody was going to grab him. And he got blessed. He got signed by Akon. And I haven't ran across him. I did run across his dad. And his dad thanked me for the game, because his dad was absorbing the information I was giving Kobe. And I told Kobe Odonis that he should want to know a little bit about marketing. He want to know about publishing. He want to know about distribution. He want to know about retail, how to administer and operate the label. And he was like, man, that's a little bit too much. I just want to be an artist, man, and get my music out there. You know what I mean? So I explain that to a lot of talent, you know, and I've had opportunities to put records out. I've done a few records. We had the Jerk Movement out here. I was professionally known as Skinny Bone Jones. I put out a compilation, which was about 15 of the biggest jerk crews out here, the New Boys, Tay Up Third, Audio Push, the Vixens, Pink Dollars. I had all of them on my compilation. I did the first and only official Jerk Concert Festival, Summer Jam, and I did it at the Orphan Theater, the Wiltern Theater, one of those theaters in Wilshire. And all the artists were treated just like they was Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre. And I put these artists together. They never knew each other. They heard about each other from the internet, because the Jerk Movie was an internet thing. But I actually put them in big dressing rooms and on stage together. So I had the Vixens and Pink Dollars and Audio Push on stage together, and the girls were taking pictures with each other. And New Boys wound up getting a deal. KF Third got a deal. YG got a deal. Audio Push one got a deal. And just, you know, when they see me today, they're like, Big A, thanks. You know what I mean? You know, just inspiring, and just having the love for the business. And I tell anybody, you know, you have to really, really be an entertainer, because, you know, just being a rapper, grabbing the mic and grabbing your crotch and, you know, see walking on stage, that's, you know, that's the hood stuff. You have to really be an entertainer. If you're not colorful and you got a good song that's really playing, you know, that's on the radio. So we can talk about marketing and promotions and stuff like that. But basically, we're looking for the real, soulful, energized talent.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got some callers. We're going to go to the phone lines. We got 864-704. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on, Nikki? It's your boy, Lonnie Mack. I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina, with the group NBH. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Greenville, North Carolina? I done been out there a few times. I got a rock group out there called Parmalee.
In South Carolina?
No, yeah, you in South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm in South Carolina.
Okay, I've been to North Carolina. I've been to Raleigh. I've been to North Carolina and Greenville and stuff. But I went to Greenville on tour. I'm pretty sure they came out there with Snoop Dogg and the Dog Pound on tour.
Oh, yeah. I was there at the concert when Snoop came. It was an outdoor concert, one of the best concerts I've been to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Snoop got so many hits, man. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, Snoop, yeah, what you got to say, brother? What's on the plate?
No, go ahead. I was going to listen to what you was going to say.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying that, you know, Snoop is an icon in the business, and as you know, if you look at his track record, he's only the number one hip hop artist that actually sit there and tour all year round. And when he say I'll be back, he really means that he'll be back.
Exactly.
Out of 365 days, we're on the road 250. The rest, he's doing football. Okay, when he's not doing football, he's either doing a movie or he's doing an album, or he's on tour. And that's it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I was listening to you, man, and my group MBH.
Mm-hmm.
You can check us out on naturalbornhustlers.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're an independent group. The artists are Cesar Leo and Russell Double O.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been featured on a couple of national mixtapes. We got a single out called Superwoman and Stilettos, which we, you know, we're talking about all the women that's independent doing their thing and looking good while they're doing it. It's one of our biggest singles that we're pushing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a passion for everything that you're talking about as far as branding yourself, marketing. So we out here working, man. We grinding, and we definitely trying to get to that West Coast area as far as with our music. We happen to be on a Coast to Coast mixtape. And circling out there, we got a joint with Estelle. She hosting one of the mixtapes that we're on. So we're definitely working, man. And like I said, man, you know, you're looking for passionate artists. We definitely fit that mold. Like I said, you can check us out on Twitter, NBA group. You know, you can follow me at LonnieMack864. Like I said, man, we're ready to work. So, you know, you can get our information from Nikki or
I definitely will. And you can get mine, and you can always reach out and touch me, man, because, you know, one thing about Big A and one thing about me, I ask God to put me in a position to be that link towards the business. And like I said, I'm an incubator, I'm a future. So if I can't get you where you're going, I'm going to show you how to get there.
Big A, just go ahead and reiterate, because we just got a ton of extra people that's listening right now.
You know, when I say I'm an incubator, like, you know, years ago, me coming up in this business, I would be at record album release parties, private parties. And, I mean, I remember going to a private party at the Mondrian Hotel on Sunset next door to the House of Blues. And I'm in this suite with Smokey Robinson and Stevie Wonder. And I was just a music retailer. Barry White, rest in peace before he passed, and Sylvia Rome, Barry Gordy. I'm one of the youngest persons in here. And there was a young lady who kind of scoped me out, because a lot of the entertainers and record label executives that gave me an opportunity to be invited to come there, she kind of focused in on me. It wasn't no groupie stuff. She was an older lady. Actually, she looked like an older LaToya Jackson, okay? The headband, the whole thing, the makeup, the whole thing. So she was very attractive. So she kind of, like, made her way over to the room after me and Smokey Robinson and one of those heavyweight boxers. I think it was Ken Norton. He was there. We all took a picture together. And she made her way over there and passed me her business card. And the name of her company was GBI, which was Global Business Incubation. Okay, and at that time, I didn't know what futurist was. I didn't know what incubation was until I accepted an opportunity and an invitation to go to one of their seminars at a private location in Beverly Hills. And when I went in there, I thought it was a cult. But I accepted that because I'm from Compton. You know, we're from the streets. So I accepted the invitation. I went there, and I kept my mind open, and I learned a lot, and I actually became a partner in GBI, Global Business Incubation, because I was interested in being a futurist. See, some of us just think about tomorrow. What I'm going to do tomorrow? I got to get up in the morning, go to work, come home, pick up the kids, cook dinner, go to bed, get up and go to work. So you don't plan the future. I'm talking about a year in the future. I'm not talking about a week. You can plan a week ahead, but I'm talking about people who plan years ahead. And they introduced me to that knowledge and that game. And by being in the incubation phase, the incubator and incubation and business incubation. See, that's what it was. It was business incubation. I dealt with the Natural Born Hustlers. Became to meet the Big A, okay, you out there in Greenville, let me hit my group Parmalee in North Carolina and connect you guys together, because I think y'all can mix up something real quick, because they're attached to a brother named Bobby Farish, whose father used to own about 440,000 acres in North Carolina, and we might incubate something. You know what I mean? So that's just an example of what business incubation is. We connect businesses with businesses. And what they did for me was, I had a record store, and she said, I know there's something that you can do for us, and I know there's something we can do for you. She said, let me put on the line everything we have on the table. She said, we have this club. We know these Russians that own this club next door to the Schubert Theater across the street from the Avenue of the Stars. And this is in Beverly Hills. She said, we can get this club Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Fridays and Saturdays is out, but any other day we can get it, no charge. I'm like, So I said, okay. She said, what could you do with this club? High-end club, Beverly Hills Club. I said, what I could do with this club would be do record label release parties on every Tuesday. She said, why Tuesday? Because I said, because records come out every Tuesday. She said, what? I'm like, yeah, country, western, rock and roll. Any record that comes out on any day is always on a Tuesday. She said, why? I said, so we can get one whole week of sound scan. I said, that's how the business is. So she said, Tuesday. She said, what can you do? I said, since I'm a retailer and I have a coalition of other retail stores here on the West Coast, I can tell the record label, we're doing the Biggie Smalls Khalees album release party, and every retailer is going to come to our club, because I was association with other retailers. And I'm going to get marketing dollars to do that, and we're going to pack the club up. They're going to pay $20 to come in. She said, unbelievable. She said, when you want to start? I said, give me 4 weeks. I got to market and promote this. And sure enough, it was successful. So she got with the Russians. They gave her the keys to the club. She connected them with me to put the people in the club on Tuesday nights. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So that's part of incubating.
That's real. Well,
so that's why
real.
I tell you, too, when you run across people, I might conversate with you, but I might be planning something for you in the future. What can I do with this person that can assist me and I can assist him in whatever he's got going on? So basically, bro, I'm here for you, and I never turn down a relationship, a networking thing, because Greenville, we're going to come back to Greenville, and I might need to holler at you to be one of the opening acts, or even, you know, help me get some records or, you know, something. You dig? It's something there. So don't go.
That's
real.
Well, we thank you, Lonnie Mac.
I tell you, anytime you come down here to the South, the Greenville, South Carolina, Charlotte, Atlanta area,
yeah,
we down to work. I mean, we don't, like you said, we all about networking, we all about building relationships, and we all about longevity. You know, so anytime you need that from us, man, please hit us up. No problem.
I definitely will. And I want to thank you, man, for even, you know, taking the time out and listening to the Nikki Show, man. She's really putting a lot of stuff down. You know, when the request came in and she wanted somebody from the company to call, that's the first person that be, hey, we got an interview. You need to handle it. No problem.
Yes. And shout out to Josh.
Josh Cook, that's my guy. Yeah. He's our web guy. He's the main man over there. He's the one that puts it all down, the website designs and all that. He runs all that.
Oh, it's hot. It's fire, too.
He runs all that.
Now, speaking of websites and everything, what is your link? You know, because we got to wind things down here on the Nikki Rich Show, but what are your web links or in case they might want to contact you?
Okay, this is how we do it, okay? You got www.seriouspimp.com. You got www.dpgrecords.com. You got www.buddyboyent.com. And then you got Big A, which you can contact me through Twitter at UnderworldCPTOG, or you can contact me through my email, which is give everybody time to get a pen and pencil, but my email address, you can contact me at Big A BIGG, capital 2A, at SiriusPimp.com. Okay? And that's BIGG, capital 2A, at SiriusPimp.com. And, you know, we can connect from that level and then go to the next level by getting, you know, phone numbers and stuff. And like I said, I'm here for anybody who's willing to take their career to the next level or even get advice on what to do, because in this business, you have to know administration. You know, the game has changed a little bit from retail to distribution to, you know, there's different forms of getting distribution deals. We can discuss that. You know, there's different forms of digital distribution. I mean, the game is more wide open than it was before the internet even came into the game.
That's real.
It's real. I mean, I got a buddy, JT the Bigger Figure, who's from the Bay Area, who's out there in Atlanta. You know, he gave me and Daz Dillinger the game and about the independence of distribution. And he's out there making, you know, $10,000 a month just on ringtones and ringback tones. That's all he does. He don't do 99-cent downloads, but he get with other artists, license the song from them for a couple of dollars. And he chops the song up and make ringtones and ringback tones to all the telephone carriers in the country. See? You know, like I said, there's all kinds of ways in this business to make some cheese.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I also, you know, want the artist to link up with you as well, Mac Joker. He
mm-hmm.
is coming up now, and mm-hmm. he's based out of Atlanta. He got some hot new music. I hope you still stay on to check out his new music. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm. I definitely will.
He's really hot.
Mm-hmm. Definitely will, no doubt. I got you on that, no doubt. And actually,
yeah.
JT the Bigger Figure is in Atlanta. He moved from
okay.
the Bay to Atlanta because Atlanta is a hotbed of talent out there. And, you know, I love Atlanta when I was out there on Peachtree and all that stuff. It's just a beautiful area. That's where all our folks are. I was just amazed that I walk into a business and it's our folks running the business. And I walk into the hotels, our folks running the hotel. I'm like, man, this is what's happening. You know, walk outside the club at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a barbecue stand. A guy pulled up his grill, and he's barbecuing out there. And I mean, it's a beautiful place. Beautiful place. I love Atlanta. And actually,
yes,
Daz Dillinger has some property out there. He lives in Atlanta. Snoop Dogg, Papa Snoop lives in Atlanta. I mean, we have property out there. So, you know, we Daz was signed to Jermaine Dupri at one point in his career. So we got relationships out there. It's definitely a hotbed of talent out there.
And
love
you got
it.
Me in Charlotte.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I investigated you. You dig? Like, I told you in the car driving, going to Miami. I'm like, look at her. She doing it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
you are too much.
Yeah, it's definitely an honor. I'm not sure if you got anybody from the 253 area code, but Cocaine should be calling in. I told him to call in and give us some love.
I think we got a hook Z. I'm not sure. We got so much going on over here.
Mm-hmm.
We got the people in the chat room. It's ham right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just hold tight,
mm-hmm.
we'll bring you back in once he comes through.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to hold tight because we also have another guest, which is
okay.
Matt Joker, that's on, okay?
Absolutely. I'm right here. I'm not going nowhere.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Just hold tight. All right, everybody, we're just listening to Big A right now. You know, we're getting it in. You know how we do it. We get it in Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, y'all, we are so excited to bring on our next guest, Mac Joker. Man, he has some hot new music, so we're going to go ahead and display that, and we're going to bring him in. All right, here we go, Mac Joker.
Najee.
Tonight, right now, we're taking it from the West Coast and going to the East Coast. We got ATL's own Mac Joker in the house. Welcome, Mac Joker, to the Nikki Rich Show.
What's happening, Ms. Rich? What's happening?
Nothing much. Welcome. Glad to have you, man. We're jamming today. Yes, she can.
Yes, she can. Yes, she can. You already know. That's how we're doing it down here, down south in the ATL. So what's good? What's good? I'm
trying
now,
to go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about Mac Joker and how you even got started in the industry.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I started off probably back in 99, late 99, early 2000, you know, pursuing the industry as an artist, solo artist. Then, you know, I moved on to, you know, transition to the company, Mac Tight Entertainment. So, you know, it's been a grind, but hard work pays off, and, you know, MTE is in the building on the Miss Nikki Rich Show.
And I know you've been working with some major producers out there in Atlanta, you know.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my boy Looney Tune on the track. You know, I'm talking about, you know, salute to the old Detail Movement. You know, that's my boy right there. Shout out to the old campaign. But, you know, it's a whole movement, though. This Mad Tight campaign is also serious. You know, like I said, I've been putting it in the resume. Speaks for itself. Work with various artists as Peter Disciple, DSTV, Pastor Troy, Parlay, Franchise Boys, you know, Open Up, Trillville, Gucci Man. So, you know, the resume speaks for itself. And like I said, we made a transition to pursuing the industry as an artist to a label, Mac Tight Entertainment. So, you know, we Mac Tight, so act right. So, you know. We here. We in the building.
I like that Mac Tight Entertainment, Mac Joker. Where did you get that from? How did you come up with that?
Well, you know, basically the Mac, you know, it stands for Money Always Comes King. You know, M-A-C-K, Money Always Comes King. And Joker, you know, I feel everybody's dealt the, you know, a hand of cards, so to speak. It's all about playing your cards right. And I'm the Joker, so we got Mac Joker. But then, you know, so from money always comes king to motivation always comes king and mind always comes king. Put that together and we got Mac Tight. So, you know, we got the three M's. It's Mac Tight. So that's Mac Tight Entertainment. So we here. It's strong. It's a movement. You're going to hear about it if you ain't heard about it. So put your ear to the street and we, you know, keep it locked and you'll see.
And I know you've been making moves. That's why we had to have you on tonight, because you got all the social networking sites going ham right now.
Thank. Much love. You got a huge fan base. Thank you. And I love all my followers, all my fans, everybody that support the Mad Tight campaign. Much love. You know, without y'all, it would be nothing. So much love to everybody that supports the Mad Tight campaign. You can follow a Mac at MACK_JOKA. You can follow the company at MACKTIGHTENT. That's Mac Tight ENT. And, you know, basically, like I said, it's a movement. And we're going to get into it a little later, but we got a casting call for the models and next month for the Mac Tight models. So I give out the email. So all you sexy ladies, you can start submitting your photos and information. So we'll get into that a little later. But like I said, it's a movement too. And shout out to Tokars DJs, DJ Tokars. Be on the lookout for them. Strong DJ movement out the ATL. So it's serious. And like I said, I just keep it locked.
Now, Mac Joker, when I know you were talking about performing for, you know, several different major artists that you perform with, and you know, what was it like performing on that stage? What's that feeling when you get on that stage and you know you got to go rock the stage or you just rock it? What is that feeling like? What's the rush?
Well, you know, it's a blessing first to just be, you know, in that situation. But again, it's just something. If you really want it, you know, true enough, you do have butterflies before. But when it's lights, camera, action, all that, you know, pretty much just, you know, goes away. So if you really want it and it's something that you really want, you know, you put your mind to it and, you know, everything, it be Gucci, mad tight. So, you know, but like I said, it was a great experience.
I want to tell you right quickly, didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm getting a lot of hits, and I see we got Australia listening in, as well as Jamaica. Shout out to those countries, man, that's live,
yeah,
that's real.
Australia. Shout out to Jamaica, that's what's happening. On the check-in, I can dig it. On the Nikki Rich show, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah, we getting it. And yes, most definitely, it's always good to see that love, you know. I had to let everybody know right now. It's hot.
That's what's
it's
happening.
Real
that's
right
happening.
Now.
Well, like
that's
I said,
real.
Shout out to everybody listening in too, to the Nikki Rich. You know what I'm saying? Big fan. I tune in. And, you know, like I said, let's get it popping. We turned up. MTE is in the building.
And, you know, Mac Tight, I've been talking with you, and I love how you do your research on different shows and artists. What advice do you give to the artists out there that's listening, or any entrepreneur that's listening right now?
Right. Basically, like I said, just stay dedicated, you know, motivated, and you know, just keep in mind you're going to have haters, you're going to have, you know, people that, you know, downplay what you're trying to do or what have you, but just try to surround yourself around positive energy and, you know, just keep pursuing your dreams no matter what nobody tells you. And at the end of the day, as long as you you're happy with the moves that you made, and, you know, that's I feel that's a big key. As long as you're happy at the end of the day, and you can honestly say that, you know, you're making moves towards achieving your goal, then, you know, that's all that matters. So that's the best advice I can give to anybody, you know, any artist that's pursuing a career in the music industry, any entrepreneur, just stay dedicated. And most importantly, just keep God first and, you know, just keep pushing.
You have to keep him first. I mean, because I know you can look back on where you were last year and look at you this year. I know you can see the difference in both. I mean, because you have been working so hard, and we've been watching you. We've been keeping up with you.
Well, that's what's happening. Like I said, it's an honor to be here on your show. And, you know, like I said, I'm blessed to be here. And, you know, like I said, I appreciate all the love of what happened. But, you know, like you said, most importantly, if you can just look at yourself, I call it daily progress reports. You just look at yourself at the end of the day, and as long as you make moves and what you're trying to do, you can check, you know. So as long as you're making steps, no matter if they're baby steps or, you know, big white steps, as long as you're making steps towards it, and that's a sign that you're getting somewhere. So
that is so real.
That's what's happening. So what's good with you, though, Miss Rich?
Oh, man, I'm glad to be here. We getting geared up for this. You know what it is, that Nikki Rich show promo tour coming to the A next week.
You come to the A. That's right. We got to do it again in the A town.
Then we're going to end it with Orlando.
Okay. So you're going from the A all the way down to Florida. That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. You know,
shout out to Big A to Serious Pimp.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we're about to bring Big A back in, because we're going to bring Big A. Big A, you still there?
I'm Mac Titan right now. Okay.
That's what's happening.
Man, that had me bouncing, brother. God bless you, man. And, you know, like I told everybody, man, you know, and you inspired me, man, because I know, you know, it ain't a lost movement. Everybody doing their thugging. And that's all that counts, man, when you're knocking down walls in your community. Like, you know, you put out the little situation, the little casting call for the MacTite models, you know what I mean? That, I mean,
right,
you're
right.
Generating jobs. You're inspiring them girls who can't get in the videos, but you're going to give them opportunity because you're going to build up your fan base with your model. And that's going to kick you in a little extra when somebody knows you got all the 20 pieces on deck. You got it. So you're on the right track, my brother. God bless you, man. It's an honor to be on the line. I couldn't wait to hear, you know, how your game was coming, man. But you're already on the A-plus status. So just keep grinding. Keep your prayers going up, man, and your blessings will come down. And, you know I'll be out there and see you one day, baby boy. I know that.
Oh, that's love. Like I said, we definitely got to do some big things because, like I said, I just shouted out to Tokar DJs. My boy Tokar, he just got on the phone with JP, the bigger figure. So, you know,
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I was telling Nikki, you know, JT was one of the ones who gave me and Daz the independent game in the Bay Area. And I heard, you know, he came back home a few weeks ago and we were sitting down with the dog and he was giving me that game that's going on out there, you know, how hot it is. And I was explaining to people, you know, JT is an innovator. He's a motivator. He's a determined person. And if you listen to him, he can give it to you. You know, we got the little magazine he got going on out there with Snoop. And just, you know, I think I forget the name of it, but he's doing it. You know what I mean? And he's just really looking out for other artists and avenue to make some cheese. You know what I mean? But good looking. If you holler at him or run across it, man, I didn't run across your partner, Big A. He gonna give you the real.
He just said, so funny how
everybody is connected too. You know, it's like
Not to cut you off, Nikki. I explained to a lot of brothers. I don't care if you're in North Carolina, Atlanta, New York, L.A. This business is small. Very small. I know we got Cali, L.A., and we got New York who got the big buildings that administer these labels, but this business is very small, okay? And when you're making noise, you're going to know somebody who's making noise, and they're going to know that person who's making some noise, and you're going to know that man. Like I told you, I didn't grab a mic. I grabbed a pen. You dig? I grabbed a pen and sat behind the desk, and that's what I enjoy doing. You dig? But now, man, congratulations on all your success, man. And, you know, Nikki told me you was getting on. I heard a lot about your company. And I like, you know, I'm going to stay on the whole show. You dig?
Oh, I'm digging the whole movement you got going on, the whole campaign. So, you know, we can network and just make things happen.
We're going to network because my networking is this. Like I was explaining, because, you know, one of my other partners is Cocaine, Jerry B. Long. We got Buddy Boy Entertainment. He's one of the forefathers of the G-Funk, and he started off with Ruthless Records and Above the Law. And, you know, he's been over 10 million records. I mean, he's just doing it. And I'm his tour manager and one of his staffers over there at Buddy Boy Entertainment. But we actually putting together this G-Funk tour, The Legend Continues, with Corrupt, Cocaine, Sugar Free. And when we come to the markets, we're going to definitely holler at the brothers who make a noise in the markets to be on that bill. You dig? So it's some things coming on, man, and we're going to come rock your town, and I'm going to definitely get at you one way or the other. So, you know, God bless you and be looking out for us, and that's what this is about. I started a campaign a few years ago on the Internet, and it was called the Dog Pound Next Generation, and it was a contest, and I got over 2,000 CDs, and after 2,000 CDs, we broke it down to 12 brothers, and each brother was one from Atlanta. One was from Oklahoma, one was from California, and we made them a group called the DPNG, which is Dog Pound Next Generation. But them brothers put a record together through the Internet, you know what I mean?
Right.
And them brothers put a record together through the Internet, but they got attached to DP. And I remember I never even met them, but every time I would go to the market, I would make sure I brought them on stage and bless them, let the homies, you know, give them that love. And I remember it was a little white dude named Chaotic out of Washington, D.C. And once his people, his fans, and the news people heard he was, you know, attached to Snoop Dogg, man, he got on the front cover of the Washington Post. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's really about networking. And I did that out of the love of the business because my thing is networking. Networking with other brothers in their different communities to brand each other. If you branding me out there, I'm branding you out here. When you drop a mixtape, make sure you send me 10 copies so I can get it out here in the streets. You know what I mean? That's what it's about.
Look, I didn't mean to cut you off. That's one thing I got to stress, too. For all you artists out there, inspiring artists, you got to network. Networking. You got to get out here and network.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to network, you know, meet contacts.
Because some people are lazy. Some just think it's just the internet that you have to do. And it's more to it than getting on Twitter and Facebook.
You can't just
get on Twitter and Facebook and think you Twitter famous or Facebook famous.
Exactly.
When I first started, I would go to all the record label conventions. And I would just get me, if I had to get on the Greyhound bus and take a 3-day ride down to the convention, I would get there and get in free, but network with other artists. You know what I mean? So that's what it's about, man. It's about your strive for network, about your strive to be successful. So, you know, God bless you, my man. And, you know, in the very near future, I know we're going to connect one way or the other.
Appreciate it, man, dog.
Your
campaign as well.
Oh, yeah, no
doubt. We want everybody to connect with each other. That's what it's all about because, you know, even the ones that's listening in to the show right now, we don't just want you to be like, oh, I'm listening to the Nicki Rich show. Get a pencil and a pad, you know, or a pen and a pad, and just write down everything because it's for you. You know, when
you know, when you listen to interviews and you listen to brothers in the game that's striving to be on the top of the game, they're giving you information, so you take that down. You take nits and pieces of interviews and remember what they said, because that's part of what I did when I went to record label conventions. I made sure that I had me a pen and paper and a video camera so I can always rewind that camera and see what that speaker was talking about. Was it distribution? Was it publishing? Was it, you know, manufacturing? What was it they were talking about? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I still got those tapes from all the conventions. They don't do them no more that much because the record labels got tired of paying to give us information, you know, how to operate in the business was. But that's one thing they did. They stripped us for the knowledge. So we have to just use each other, what we know about the business, and network with each other and give each other that game.
But you know what, Elsa? I was a part of the Southern Urban Music Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And a lot of artists there, they just wanted to perform, instead of just hearing that knowledge.
Exactly.
They didn't care nothing about the knowledge. They were worried about what time I'm going out.
Right. And, you know, let me give you an example. Like, my man, you got your label going out there. And one thing I did, like I said, I had opportunities to, a lot of my homies from Compton, they know I be riding with the big dogs. And it's like, man, put me out. Hey, put me out, man. Put me on one of your compilations. Before I even do a compilation or put anybody out, I have to sit them down and explain them the administration side of this game. Because I don't want to press up, say, 5,000 CDs and then network them and get them in all the swap meets and mom and pop shops and the hair shops. And then you think that because the mom and pop sweatshop down there sold out, that we made some money. Well, there was money into marketing, was manufacturing costs. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, give me 90 days, and I'm going to give you an accounting of what's going on. So my thing is, teach the brothers you putting up under the game the knowledge of the business, and then we won't have my homie Eazy-E syndrome. You know what I mean? Everybody think he took all the money, but it was a business. You know what I mean? It's a business, and it's a way to run the business. So that's one of my pet peeves of being a future executive, is to educate the artists, develop the artists that you got in your company, and sit them down and have your weekly or monthly meetings. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it's really about education.
Making everybody on the same page. Exactly,
brother. But God bless you always, and definitely we're going to definitely connect one way or the other and make this thing happen, okay?
Oh, no, that's a done deal. That's a done deal. We're going to stay, you know, kind of
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Big A.
No doubt.
Thank you. Thank you, you know. And we got some more callers. I see we got a 904371. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
How you doing, Nikki? You know this is your favorite freestyle king, King Hollow. How you doing, Nikki?
Good. I'm good. We live with Mac Joker. What's going on?
He actually is talking about everything that I'm trying to incorporate down here in Jacksonville.
for,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, my artists, you know, my CEOs and everybody, because, like I tell them, it's easy to get in the booth and spit and rap, you understand? That's easy. It's easy to get on the network mm-hmm. and tweet some songs and, you know, post some Facebook videos from YouTube. That's the easy part. The hard mm-hmm. part is getting on these blog talk radio shows, making a name for yourself, connecting with these people. Like you said, getting on that Greyhound bus with your last, you know what I'm saying, $5-$10, stretching out a meal just to get up there and meet new artists, perform
right.
so they can see your music, you know what I'm
right.
saying, network some more and get the connections
right.
you need to be like, you know what, little bro, we don't want you to get back on that Greyhound just yet. Let me show you something.
Exactly.
You understand? And it's just like
exactly.
nobody wants to work together no more. There's no more
mm-hmm.
togetherness. There's more no more intelligence in the rap game. That's why people like me, like I said, I've been rapping for 12 years. It's getting boring. You know what I'm saying? This is something I want to do ever since I was a child. And three years ago, I learned the business, the administration, the man, you know what I'm saying, all that. I just started
mm-hmm.
learning that 3 years ago. So, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's just like now once I learn both sides, it's getting boring. It's getting to a
yeah.
point where there's nothing else to gain. There's no more messages out that people are trying to spread no more. It's just, and then the real lyricists, the labels don't want, and that's what I'm trying to, you know, tell artists down here. Don't come at King Alo because I put in my time, my grind, my sweat. I get on different blog talk radio shows. I talk to a bunch of celebrities and put my name out there in a way that was, you know, professional and as an artist that you're trying to ride my coattail. Get your own grind. You know what I'm saying? I stay on this phone, you know what I'm saying, connected to my ear almost 24/7. I would get on everybody's blog talk radio show. I don't even care if they was talking about Muhammad over there in Israel. You know what I'm saying? I always got something to say about it because I'm well-versed. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And if you're well-versed, you can put your name in more places than you thought you can instead of just talking about, you know, what's going on in the streets all the time. And that's what's getting them. Because they don't understand my network game. They don't understand how am I coming up so quick. And you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I'm just sitting at home on my computer.
Well, that's good. Now, you know, we so glad that you took out the time to call in to the Nicki Rich Show and you got your grind and everything going on. You know, we love to support everybody and everything that they're doing. And it's such an honor to have you on tonight. And we thank you for coming through.
Always, you know, I got to use this time as the most professional and most proficient as I can, you know what I'm saying? I'm not
yeah.
one of those dudes where I get on a radio show just because I hear a big promoter or, you know what I'm saying, somebody with a little power that I want to give out all my links and shoot out my videos. No, because the first thing I learned about the rap game is that when you're dealing with networks and connections, you got to be humble. Humble
yeah.
yourself. So that way they can
mm-hmm.
humble themselves to you. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what I had to learn through a lot of artists, because you go out there throwing your Twitter name and your SoundCloud and your Facebook and your YouTube, and it sounds kind of rude and boisterous.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
let them know who you are first, and then
mm-hmm.
if they decide to be like, you know what, I like this individual, I like what he's saying, I like the knowledge that he's bringing to the table, let me see what else he can do. Throw your stuff out there again, because it's also about humbling when you with connections, and that's why a lot of these artists is right now failing, in my eyes.
Exactly. Well, we thank you for coming on the show. We are winding things down here tonight on the Nicki Rich Show. Much love to all of the callers, all of the supporters that's been a part of the show. And Mac Joker, you know, we just so glad to have you in the building talking about Mac Tight Entertainment. Yes,
sure.
She can.
Sure.
I mean, you have some hot music, and you know we had to play that.
I appreciate it. You know how you do it and gets down in the 8th round. You know what I'm talking about. Again, shouts out to God. You know what I'm saying. First and foremost, that went deep, hospital down him. Shouts out to Tokaj, Monique, Mad Type Model Q, and Miss Rich, of course, Nicki Rich Show.
You know it, and you know the thing about it is, we're not just gonna just have you on one time. We're going to do a follow-up show with you, you know. We're going to have you in heavy rotation on the Nicky Red Show because this is what we do here. And you know, we're just going to keep going.
Let's get it cracking. You know, I'm rocking with you. I'm rocking with you hard. You know what I'm talking about? Let's get it. Yes, you can.
Now, go ahead.
And we are shooting the video for Yes You Can this summer, you know what I'm saying, this July, so stay tuned, keep it locked. You know, we're going to do it real big, you know what I'm saying. So, again, follow Mac at MACK_JOKA. Follow the company at MACKTITHTENT. We Mac tight, so act right.
And Mac Tight, man, it's been a hot show for anybody listening in. You can go to iTunes and download this episode on iTunes for free. It doesn't cost a thing. It is free. And you can download this episode on NickyRichShow.com because we do have a link that you can just press and listen to the show as well. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNickyRichShow. And Mac Tight, I want you to give a shout out first to the Nicky Rich Show before you go.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. It's your boy Mac J, aka Joker, Mac Tight Entertainment in the building, sending a special shout out to Miss Nicky Rich and the Nicky Rich Show. Yeah.
And we thank you. We thank you for being a part of the hottest radio station on the planet.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Anytime.
That's real. And also, Big A, I know you're still there in the building.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the
building. I want you to go ahead and give a shout-out to the Nicky Rich Show as well before you go.
I want to give a much-love CPT OG Compton West Coast Original shout-out to the Nicky Rich Show, keeping this entertainment business and this Internet on the planet cracking with her number one Internet radio station cracking. Tune in to the Nicky Rich Show and make sure you download it on iTunes and go to NickyRichShow.com. Download this show, get some of that knowledge. Much love always, Nicky Rich. And shout out to Dog Pound, shout out to Snoop Dogg, rest in peace, Eazy-E, rest in peace, Nate Dogg. Much love to Tupac and Biggie Smalls, and much love to anybody that missed. But thank you, Nicky Rich, for the opportunity to give us this West Coast love. I really appreciate that.
And you know what? You know we can't leave because we on the West. You know, we got the West Coast and the East Coast in the building. We can't leave without playing that Warren G, that Snoop Dogg, and that Nate Dogg, 2-1-3.
This is a DJ Boo production. In conjunction with Doggy Style Records, 213.
I need a ride or die hoopie that could get dirty and Gucci on the floor. The hoopty while she loving me up. I'm usually the instigator, but ain't nothing greater than an X-Raider with a nickname like Vibrator. I need to do the remix to Area Code and plenty more. The way it kicks sometimes is out of control. So when my nigga Snoop Dogg comes and kicks it down, when I walk up in the dough, you better know it's pimping on the hoe. 213 is the crew for show, and they know about us everywhere we go. Hey, what it do we back?
I just stepped out to call, so Snoop Dogg told me that he phoned you. Warren G told me he rolled you.
I told you she's a fool.
Oh,
she's a Nate Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love. Goofy love. Yeah, Snoop Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love. Group love, yeah. Warren G in the house tonight. Looking for some goofy love. Group love. 213, all in your face, and we trying to find looking for a chick. That's love, that West Coast gangsta shit. Yeah, girl, if you think that you're the one, let's go and have ourselves some fun. You ain't got a point, nothing at all. Just enjoy the adventures of the dog. I heard you like my smile, my rap, my pimp, my style. Well, it's on you, what it do. You got to let Nate hit it too. Cause when we come to your town, rolling pimps up, draws down. Hey, what it do we say?
I just stepped out to call, so Snoop Dogg told me that he phoned you. Warren G told me he rolled you.
I told you she's a fool.
Oh,
she's a Nate Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love.
house tonight. Looking for some goofy love. Group love. Warren G in the house tonight. Looking for some goofy love. Group love. 213, all in your face, and we trying to find. Pull a fast scheme on them, we can tag team on them. That's what we need to do. Just me, G, and you. It's cool when I'm seeing you. Get ready for a 9-inch dick, yeah, and me and you. I know you don't want to miss this. Some classic LBC 213 shit. We in your city get busy till you get dizzy. Trying to find all our fans to load them up in our van.
I hate to end the show, but there's a lot of groupies out the door. Another everyone to take a seat. All aboard Airlines 213.
Hey, what it do we back?
I was just about to call. So Snoop Dogg told me that he phoned to Warren. She told me he rolled.
I told you she's a Nick Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love.
Groupie love.
Snoop Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love.
Groupie love.
Warren G in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love.
Groupie love.
213, all in your face, and we trying to find goofy love.
To the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. Tune in tomorrow. It's going to be hot. We got DJ Spin as well as Sunny Digital coming through. So tune in tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.